Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Winter meetings going on, and you have a lot of rumors out there. I mean, a ton about the Royals. This outfielder they're connected to. I mean, there must be five or six of them at this point that they're pretty much
all the same outfielder, but yes.
But they're the varying reports. We all know the Royals need an outfielder. Everybody knows that. We know that they have a surplus of starting pitching. And so those two are matching, and that's why we're getting all this. And then last night, we won't spend a ton of time on this, but the positive news for once, the draft lottery actually went in their favor. They kind of got screwed since they redid the rules on the draft lottery. The Royals were the 16th, ranked team or in the standings last year because of where they were at, obviously. And their odds to get the number one overall pick were 0.08 or 0.8. So they weren't going to get the number one overall pick. But their odds told them they shouldn't have been the sixth overall pick, and they are. So they're 16th, and they're going to pick sixth. So that's a good thing. I know it's baseball draft. It's not the same vibes as a NFL draft. But hey, a nice little break if you're looking for one to help them build moving forward.
You know, they've only picked six twice in their career. Do you know who they took?
I do. I don't want to spoil it for you, but
Zach
I do know.
Zach Greinke was one.
And our guy.
Jack Caglione. Yep. This is what makes their offseason interesting. And when I was reading these reports from Ken Rosenthal, so, like, you've probably seen some of the names already. Are they interested, or are they going to sign Harrison Bader? Are they interested, or are they going to try to trade for Duran, who is another, left-handed hitting player, so that seems at least a little less likely, right? And then people were asking the questions about Kyle Tucker, some of the ones that are even way less.
Kyle Tucker, the money's just going to be insane.
Yeah, way less. Absolutely insane. But we know that I think that they're going to end up muddying these waters in the, a right-handed hitting platoon outfielder, because here's the reality about their offseason. The reason why you keep hearing the same names, let's just call them in the Bader-esque category of players, even though it's been, I would say, four or five different names that they've been tossing around in that area. The reason why it's the same guy is, I think a huge chunk of the Royal season relies on the continued development of Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione.
Of course.
And so the right-handed hitting outfielders not saving 2026 anyway, that is going to have to come from the young players who they called up, who they're going to need to. And Carter Jensen was excellent in his time up, not so much for Jack Caglione. And they're going to need Carter Jensen to keep being what he was and Jack Caglione to take a significant step forward. And specifically just in the power numbers alone. If he's still a 230 hitter with a 310 or 320 on base, but slugs a bunch of homers, fine, I'll live my life. But that's why they're operating in this. But they've got to actually close a deal with somebody.
And that's the thing. You know, last year we all knew, we all heard over and over, they were really, really close on, Santander, and they were really, really close on this player. And I believe that they certainly were interested in those players, but they didn't get the deal done. And And based on some of the production from some of those players, it turned out to be a good thing, right? What's his name? Profar got busted for PEDs, right? Didn't he? Thank goodness they did not end up signing him. So they might have they caught a break there, but both they were interested.
And Santander was also
did not have a great year, even though the Blue Jays did as an organization. He was not a huge part of that. Didn't play a whole lot. So this go around, I'm kind of with you where we hear all these names, and I do ultimately think they will trade for a outfielder. I don't know which one yet, but I don't want to hear us in January and February or the organization like, well, we were really close on blank. I don't care. Like, that stuff gets leaked out and I get it. And they are interested in certain players, but at some point you got to close the deal too. I don't care how close you were. Why didn't you close the deal? And so, and that last year, it's one thing, but if that happens 2 years in a row, when we all know this team, the core group is the core group, and you're looking for outfield help as bad as it was in left and right field last year, go close a deal. And I'm being realistic. They're not going and getting Kyle Tuckers of the world. I get it. Those are not the waters that they really are going to swim in. I understand as much as I would love that. But also, you know, it feels like, are we going to be sitting here like, oh, they were close on this guy, Cody, and they kind of settled for blank. And I'm hopefully that's not the case.
I saw Jake Myers is the other guy, if Houston. You guys are paying attention. He's a trade candidate. He's a 29-year-old center fielder who's coming off a career year Houston with a .292 average, .354 on base.
What's the name that would, you know, you actually are excited about? Harrison Bader actually, I think, is a very realistic option. I'm not totally sold that his offensive numbers from last year are sustainable. That's my only worry. Great defensive player, did have a really nice offensive season, and he's not going to break the bank. That's probably why this is a realistic option. I saw MLB trade rumor.
Jacob Myers would be pretty high on my list.
Bader, I'm talking about, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
We can get to my Bader. Just he is projected, this was back 3 weeks ago from MLB trade rumors, to be on a 2-year, $26 million deal. That feels like exactly where the Royals would be versus some of these other names.
Look, Austin Hayes I've seen, Bader I've had. Myers would move the needle more for me, because as much as we talk about corner outfield, the fact that Kyle Isbell, a left-handed hitting guy, could get switched out for a right-handed hitting guy, and Isbell could move throughout the infield or outfield, I think would help them significantly. I think we don't talk about upgrade at center field as much because the corners have been so bad, but they need upgrades across the outfield. So that would probably excite me. So he would be pretty high on the list of potential guys. I mean, obviously Duran, but again,
Duran's probably the name that excites people the most, but it's the left-handed bat. Like that's been a name for going back to the trade deadline last year that Royals fans have keyed in on. And I would be excited about that. I guess the exciting name is not always the best name. But my guess is that's the name that Royals fans would gravitate toward more.
I will say, though, the one thing that was interesting about Rosenthal talking about their offseason is his mention in his article about Jonathan India. So in this radio appearance and then later in article, he said that the rest of the league was like, you sure? Like, the rest of the league was surprised that they retained Jonathan India. Reminder, they paid him $8 million despite the fact they could have just said, nah, we're good, India. We've moved on. And like the fear being like, and we've talked about this amongst other things, the sunk cost fallacy. Oh, we gave up Brady Singer for him.
Right.
We can't just give up on Jonathan India now. So I think there are Royals fans, including a couple of texters now, that are fearful they won't spend money in the offseason because they gave Jonathan India $8 million. I've watched John Sherman enough. I'd be stunned if they didn't bring in an Austin Hayes or Harrison Bader because they paid $8 million to Jonathan India.
No, I think they're going to bring in...
I think they just wanted a right-handed hitting infielder, to pair up with Massey.
There's going to be a trade or an outfield signing. I just am saying, I don't want to be sitting here in February and on some of the quote-unquote bigger names, I'm not talking about Kyle Tucker, but some of the bigger names that we were like, oh, they were really close, Cody. They were so close. I don't want to hear that. I just don't want to hear that for two straight off seasons. That'd be my only thing.
What's Kyle Tucker's estimate?
I'd have to go pull
because they were willing to pay Santander quite a bit of money.
It was the extra year they weren't willing to do, if you believe.
He hit .175 in 54 games last year, by the way. He was pretty bad.
Yeah, he was not part of the Blue Jays' big push last year.
No, maybe maybe eventually they cut him and the Royals can get a
projected contract. Yeah, $400
million. What? That's as much.
Okay, so we can let this that Jim Bowden or whatever predict the Yankees are going to sign him for 10 years, $427 million. This is why I don't want to hear they were close on him, because no, they're not, Cody. They're not close on signing Kyle Tucker.
They were not. It turns out they were not willing to give that to Santander. And I just think that there's any free agent in that range, they're never coming to Kansas City. They will always choose a different market. somebody will pay them $350 or $400 million. I don't know about you. I have a very difficult I just have a hard time imagining this. Any player that they would pay that is not homegrown that amount of money.
I agree.
I just still think it all comes back to the same thing. They're relying, and I don't think it's the wrong way to approach it. They had a superstar prospect who came up through the minors crushing the baseball. And look, I think internally they are worried about some of the swing deficiencies that appear to be part of the problem right now for Jack Caglione and why he struggled in the big leagues. But I also think when you got a guy like that and he's done with AAA, you got to count on a top prospect to be better. You got to just count on a top prospect to
and
be
you
better.
And you brought in
that's crazy.
Two new faces to the hitting staff. We'll see what that brings.
Yeah, obviously,
the players have to execute, but you retain Zumwalt, but you bring in two other individuals that were not part of the organization. So let's see what they bring, right? And that'll be, you know, the huge focus. I think everybody's attention is going to be on the outfield offense in particular heading into 2026. On Friday, we're going to have Josh Verinder join us. We got a lot of rumors out there. Perfect time to check in with Vern. It's been a bit hot stove season. So Vern will join us actually for Fan Club Friday here in a few days. So it could be good to check in with Vern about where things are at. If he's buying some of the rumors that are out there, what does he think the path is moving forward as winter meetings are going on? I think in Orlando, right? That's where winter meetings are at.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.